This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
10:30 on your Lundi Gras 2025. I'm Dave Cohen in for Newell Norman. Newell rides in Orpheus, so he's getting ready for that. Going to be a great ride tonight. Let's check in with the captain of the crew of Orpheus and a founding member, Sonny Borey. Hey, Sonny, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Dave. How are you today?
Man, you picked the perfect day for a parade, didn't you?
Well, we hope for it every year. We pray for it every year. It seems like we got it this year. Every now and then we have a little worry about rain, but not this year at all. You know, it's going to be a beautiful sunny day to watch a very pretty parade.
I think you may have record crowds tonight, Sonny, because with all the cancellations that are coming down and the uncertainty about what will happen tomorrow, we know Metairie's already canceled all of their parades.
Correct.
New Orleans is looking at options. We'll wait and see. Different in New Orleans because they can't reschedule the parades. They will reschedule the Jefferson Parish parade sometime later.
Correct. So, well, we're going to roll tonight, and we're going to put on a wonderful show for the city of New Orleans. We look forward to it every year. This is year 32 for us, and we're going to really make it a bang of a show.
Tell us about what people will experience if they come out to the Crew of Orpheus parade this year that's always the same as they've always loved, and anything new that may be happening this year.
Well, they're going to have all the floats are decorated beautifully. The theme of the parade is As Above, So Below, and it carries through with that theme throughout the parade. We have great bands. It's just going to be a marvelous, marvelous time. You know, to me, Mardi Gras, a parade, is nothing more than theater on wheels. And we're going to present a theatrical story to the city of New Orleans tonight.
Yeah, so many iconic floats in the Crew of Orpheus, and the attention you pay to the decorations and the music and all the artistic portions of what goes into a parade is got to be not exceeded by any other crew.
Well, I mean, we do our best. Other crews are great. Everybody has their own thing. Ours is to do our floats with flowers and make the parade as beautiful as we can. And we have an artistic director, Derek Franklin, who does just an unbelievable job of decorating our floats. He just does a marvelous job, along with Barry Kern.
Yeah, obviously it is a big team effort. You know, I've been talking to people lately about how much work goes into putting on a parade, from you're selecting the theme last year to then reworking all the floats for this year's parade over the last 10 months to get them ready. Everything down to what the float riders are going to wear to match the theme and what each theme is for each float, to the dance teams rehearsing, the bands rehearsing, choreography, everything. There's so much that goes into pulling off a parade like this, but the average parade goer, they show up and they just think it just happens.
It's a mammoth job. In fact, we all get together for a breakfast on Ash Wednesday, all the lieutenants and officers of the club. We decided what we did right, what we did wrong, what we could do to improve the following year. Then we start immediately. It's a 12-month ordeal for us. All the floats are stripped totally. They're all whited out. and then we start fresh again. We start scheduling bands. We start scheduling our entertainment for the ball, which goes on from 7 at night to 3 in the morning with music never stopping. I mean, it's a continuous thing.
So much fun, so much to look forward to, and tonight maybe the biggest crowds ever with the threat of severe weather really starting to lead to a cavalcade of cancellations for tomorrow. I think people should, if they want to really make sure they have a good time, this is their opportunity to enjoy today and tonight's Orpheus Parade, and of course also the Proteus Parade that precedes Orpheus, and over in Metairie we have Centurions and Kings. Sonny, anything else you want to share with our listeners? I'm sure you're under pressure to get everything ready.
Let's say a prayer for Rex and for Zulu and for the truckloads that something changes, that they can parade, because we want everyone to have their time on the street.
Sonny, have a wonderful procession tonight. You have a few special guests riding along with you tonight, right?
Yeah, yes, we certainly do. We have Bianca Del Rio. We have the brothers Osborne, JT and Tim, and David, rather. We have some Saints riding with us. It's going to be a wonderful, wonderful night.
And, of course, always Harry Connick Jr., one of the founding members, also deeply involved in making sure that Orpheus is a great parade. And then you'll party until about what time in the convention center afterwards?
3 o'clock in the morning.
3 o'clock.
The ball starts at 7. There's music. As soon as the parade arrives here at the convention center, the entire parade and all the bands march through. Then we pick up again with entertainment and goes till 3 in the morning.
Sonny Borey, captain and founding member of the crew of Orpheus, getting ready for an amazing night. Sonny, thanks for taking a few minutes out to share with our listeners.
Thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it very much.
And I think Newell Norman's probably standing right next to you over there. He's getting ready as well. Thank you, Sonny. Happy Mardi Gras. Sonny Borey. Here on WWL. I'm Dave Cohen, in for Newell Norman as he gets ready for his ride in Orpheus. All right, we're going to check the schedule, see what's canceled, what's not, and what's going on for you again coming up after this. Text me, 504-260, or call me on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line at 504-260-1870. If you were making the decisions for tomorrow's parades for the city of New Orleans, would you let them roll? You heard Cynthia Lee Sheng moments ago, the president of Jefferson Parish, saying it's just not safe. It was an easy decision to make. They had to cancel. What would you do if you were the police chief or the mayor of New Orleans? You know, people plan for this all year long, sometimes their entire lives. You know, the kings of these parades, they usually only get one shot at it, and it's a dream come true for them. You don't want to ruin it by canceling their parades, but at the same time, you don't want to create a situation that's unsafe. What would you do? Call me and text me now. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line. We'll take your calls and get you updated on the very latest next. Here on the Newell Norman Show, I'm Dave Cohen on WWL.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.